From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Robert Siegel. Bruce Jacob had a problem. It was a musical problem, and here was his musical solution. Jacob is an associate professor of electrical and computer engineering at the University of Maryland, and his new electric guitar just wouldn't give him all the different sounds that he wanted, so he used his knowledge of electronics to solve his problem by building his own guitar. Bruce Jacob developed a guitar that could be switched back and forth through a range of sounds, all without any fancy pedals or add-ons. Professor Jacob, with the help of some of his students, like graduate student Joe Gross, turned this idea and this guitar into a business.
Joe was looking over my shoulder and said, you know, a lot of people are going to want that. He made me realize this is actually a product.
Yeah, I mean, I was coming into his office and I saw him trying to figure out how to do some circuits for a guitar. And I stepped in and said, you know, it would be interesting to try this approach or that approach to it.
And the point here is, from one guitar, you would get many different tones, or the possibility of many different kinds of tone.
Yes, that's the whole idea.
And the key technical idea here, what did you do that's the fundamental technological advance?
We're just using switches in a slightly different way than people have used them before.
Well, we've brought in our engineer Brian Jarbo, who is a good guitarist.
I try.
Okay, show us some different tones that Brian can get out of the guitar and how it can sound like, well, more than one electric guitar.
All right, so what Brian's got is something with a dual switch configuration. So he's got two switches. One of them is going to put coils into different series, parallel, and out of phase settings. And the other switch is going to go through five different coil combinations. So we'll start off with a bunch of series connections. So you're going to get five different big, fat, thick sounds. So this is the bridge humbucker, basically. And now take
humbucker is a term of art here.
Yeah, it's a term. Exactly. It's the connotation is that it's a big, fat, beefy sound. So the next one is going to be the inner coils, and the next one's going to be, I think, the two north coils, so two bridge wood coils. Maybe. And the next one will be the outer coils, and then the last one's going to be the neck humbucker. Big and fat. Now we're going to have five different parallel sounds, so very loose stratish. This is the bridge coils in parallel. So like parallel humbucker. This is going to be the inner coils. The next is going to be northward coils. And next will be outer coils. And the last will be the coils of the neck humbucker. Cool. And then the three-way switch, now we got on out-of-phase setting. So this is coils opposite each other. And so they're going to cancel each other out, and you're going to get something sort of nasally and funky. So this is the two coils of the bridge humbucker out-of-phase. And the next one will be the inner coils. Now we got the northward coils. And the next setting will be the outer coils. And then we got the two coils of the neck humbucker. So,
15 different
sounds.
Settings and sounds. And now for Brian to have tried to get all these different tones out of a normal or another electric guitar, mm-hmm. could he do it?
Yeah. Yeah. The truth is, people have done this sort of thing in the past for decades, but it's always been sort of a one-off type thing. And what we wanted to do is make it trivially simple to get. I mean, you notice there's just two switches on the front of the guitar, and that's it. There's not like six or seven switches and dials and things like that.
So it sounds like you've introduced the equivalent of automatic transmission
to
the electric
exactly.
guitar. No more,
that's
no more stick shift here. Brian Jarbo, you could make those sounds with a variety of different guitars.
Mm-hmm.
What do you think? Quick shifting there? You could.
Well, yeah. I mean, I like the fact that you could have all that in one, because if I want all these different sounds, and I'm going to have to lug two or three guitars to a gig, it would be nice just to be able to have to take one.
So among the reviews you've gotten, you're our awesome, cool, and less heavy to carry around.
I hope we deserve all that.
you are bringing a new product to market here. At an inauspicious time in the history of the U.S. economy.
Yes.
That people are foregoing they're foregoing buying new clothes right now. Yeah. Buying a new electric guitar, you know, could be a little bit lower on the list.
Yeah, it could be. It was not our intention to do this in the midst of an economic crisis, but you know, we'll see how well it flies.
You can try to sell it on the grounds of, in these hard times, why go buy 5 new electric guitars when you can buy one?
I like that. Can we use that?
Yeah. I hope you'll find such a consumer out there for your good. That was Bruce Jacob of the University of Maryland and the guitar that he created. It's being strummed here, actually, by NPR engineer Brian Jarbo. We also heard from graduate student Joe Gross, who helped Jacob start their new company. It's called Coil LLC. Their Coil guitars start at about $1,000 a piece, and they're made in South Korea.